From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. With police outside using stun grenades and water cannons, South African students meeting with President Jacob Zuma won a major victory today in their fight for reasonably priced education. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
South African students won a major victory after more than a week of protests against university tuition hikes earned the students a meeting with President Jacob Zuma.
We agreed that there will be a zero increase of university fees in 2016. Discussions will continue looking at broader issues than the fees.
Those issues, he said, include the idea of free education and the thorny race issues that underpin many discussions on education in South Africa. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
There are fears about the number of dead after an explosion that ripped through a newly built mosque in Yola, capital of Adamawa State, in northeastern Nigeria today. The explosion was during afternoon prayers and came after at least 18 people were killed and 20 wounded in another suicide bombing during morning prayers at a mosque in Maiduguri, Nigeria. This latest in a series of bomb attacks in the birthplace of the Boko Haram militant group. Rights group Amnesty National said this month that Boko Haram has killed more than 3,500 civilians so far in 2015. At least 20 people were killed and 40 injured when a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim mourning procession in the southern Pakistan city of Jacobabad on Friday night, police officials say. The attack came as Shiite Muslims marked Ashura, a 10-day ritual when they commemorate the death of Imam Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Shiite Muslims hold public rallies in spite of Sunni threats during that time. This is VOA News.